Hello.
Hello, is this Sheila?
This is. Who's this?
All right, perfect. So I'm Percy, and I'm calling from opinion from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
All right. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Perfect. So I know it's still a week away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary elections for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, vote.
All right. It's like definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
Sure, 58.
58, all right, thank you. So just be sure we're representing everybody. May I also ask your race?
White, American.
White, all right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. And on a scale, like on this scale, a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And then a 50, it's kind of like a neutral. So you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Jamie McLeod Skinner.
Oh, 100.
100, all right. And what about Janelle Bynum?
50.
50, all right. So I know it's still, again, a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Probably Jamie McLeod Skinner.
Jamie McLeod Skinner, all right. All right, so as you may have recently read or seen or heard anything about Janelle Bynum, have you, like, recently read or heard anything about her? No?
Nope.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now we're almost done. So the last two questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Senior, but I did some, like, trade school.
All right. So, like, you would say, like, some college, I guess, like, around there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
So, are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, so now thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as, like, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
kind of, it just depends. In the middle.
So in
probably
the middle, like
more
moderate,
yeah.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's like urban, suburban, or rural?
It's rural. Rural.
Yeah, it's such a hard word to say, like rural.
It is.
Rural. Rural. Yeah, but rural. Yeah, no, I think the only reason I can truly say it is just because it somewhat rhymes with urban. So I'm like, you know what? Urban, rural.
Oh, there you go.
Rural.
Okay,
yeah.
Rural. I like it. Okay.
So how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's like urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
All right.
Like
all right, well, this was a clear survey, so I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
Yes.
All right, goodbye.
Very good. Thank you. Have a great bye-bye.